Slowing climate change and stopping it eventually will mean changing how we get around, like driving electric cars. While they are kind to the environment, they're tough on the pocketbook, and advocates for the poor say the country needs transportation options that work for everybody. One city that's pursuing this goal against tough odds is Cleveland. NPR's Dan Charles has the story.
Cleveland's director of planning, Freddie Collier, has a curious dilemma.
One of the blessings and curses of our infrastructure in Cleveland is that by car, you can get anywhere in our county in 15 minutes.
Highways crisscross the city. Traffic usually flows freely. So the blessing is convenience, but the curse is twofold. First of all, when a city is built for cars, people who can't afford cars or don't drive for whatever reason can get left behind. In Cleveland, one of the poorest cities in the country, almost a quarter of all households lack access to a car. Phyllis Freelix and her neighbor Diane Howard have been fighting to keep the one bus line that goes right past their public housing development.
When I moved here, I had a car, but after I got a little older, I decided I didn't want to drive no more.
So we need the bus to get from A to Z, going to doctor's appointment, going shopping, maybe going to church.
So that's the fairness problem with relying on cars. And now there's climate change. Cars and trucks account for roughly a quarter of all greenhouse emissions in Cleveland and across the country. Freddie Collier says the city wants to attack both problems at once.
We're looking at transportation as a huge opportunity to really address some equity issues that we've seen here in our city, but also on the climate action front to help people get out of their cars.
Getting people out of their cars almost never happens in America. It would be really hard in Cleveland. There are buses and a rail system, but only a small minority of people ride them. Justin Bibb, a nonprofit executive who's served on the board of the Regional Transit Authority, says that's a big part of the problem.
For far too long in Cleveland, folks who ride public transit have been characterized as just the working poor, people of color. And I think we got to shift that narrative.
And right now, change might be possible. The Biden administration is proposing hundreds of billions of dollars for climate-friendly infrastructure. Mike Foley, who's director of sustainability for Cuyahoga County, which includes Cleveland, calls it a sea change.
We've fought so hard, you know, try to do good stuff with limited resources. All of a sudden now, my gosh, there could be money to actually do things. So we have to start dreaming a little bit bigger, I think.
Chris Stocking is living that dream of a new transportation system, commuting by train and bus.
So we're going to take a rapid for about 10 to 15 minutes. Then we're going to get off at Tower City.
Rapid's the light rail system. And Stocking is the volunteer chair of Clevelanders for Public Transit, which is pushing for better bus and rail service.
I took the bus the first time when I was in high school to visit some friends in Little Italy on the east side of Cleveland. And it was like, oh, this is great, you know. Mobility is freedom.
As we board the train, Stocking says Clevelanders have been losing that freedom for years now, in part because government policies encouraged wealthier people to abandon cities with their streetcars and buses and spread out into suburbs that you could only reach by car.
Like with mortgages and redlining, you know, back in the 30s, they went loan to the inner city people. They said in the suburbs, that's where we're going to loan people money. They built housing out there. And then the highways follow in the 50s.
Stocking wants federal and local governments to reverse that historical tide. Put less money into highways, more money into urban neighborhoods. In fact, Cleveland's director of planning, Freddie Collier, says something similar.
Much of the work that we're doing right now is really course correcting a lot of wrongs, legacy issues of the past.
Among those legacies, he says, the Shoreway, a big highway that runs along the edge of Lake Erie, blocking people from walking or biking to the water.
Reimagining of the Shoreway is critical, and it's something that we're going to have to confront, period.
Maybe it'll take more parks along the lake, a new access through tunnels or bridges. Something else that he's focused on, the shape of neighborhoods.
Looking at how walkable communities are and how densely populated they are.
Denser housing means shops and jobs and transit lines can cluster there, and people can get to places by walking or taking transit. That's happening in some parts of Cleveland, but mainly the wealthier ones. Collier wants to expand it to neighborhoods that have been left behind so far, with city money and maybe more funding from Washington. Dan Charles, NPR News.